And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning. Hello. Happy Sunday to you all right around the country, wherever you're joining us, over in the West, 6PR, 5AA Adelaide, 4BC in Brisbane, 3AW in Melbourne and 2GB in Sydney. It is Ed Phillips here, the Sunday edition to get you well, stay well, live well and look fabulous here at the House of Wellness. The lovely Susie Burrell joins us this morning, dietitian, nutritionist. Hello.
Good morning.
We've just been debating the fashionable autumn selection of one Gerald Quigley in a lovely Argyle knit today. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Susie. Just we'll put up with him, Susie, shall we?
He's
just
getting worse and worse every time I come in.
Yes, he is. Look, a little cooler today, so I thought I'd dress appropriately, if you don't mind.
Dapper as always, and here to take your calls. Gerald is our pharmacist, medical herbalist at your service today. 131 873 is our number from wherever you're joining us, right around the country. Here to take your calls on any aches, pains, ailments, maybe some trouble with scripts, prescriptions, some pain that just won't seem to go away, and plenty to discuss across the course of the hour. We'll have a look at echinacea today. What's its role, Gerald?
My favourite herb for winter. What? In fact, favourite all year round, Ed. This is really an option to maximise immune function, to keep your ability to resist infections at a good level, and the sort of thing you could have in your cupboard just to go to if you feel something's not right.
It's interesting, isn't it? We seem to be healthier over the summer months, don't we? In winter, we all kind of bog down and slow down.
Well, think about it. We're outside in the summer, but in winter, we tend to be more focused inside. So you tend to be coughed on and all those sorts of things. And if you've got children who love to share their little germ banks with us, and all that doesn't help.
And with that in mind, Susie, we're going to have a look at trying to keep our metabolism revving through the next months, too.
It is. It's about becoming better at burning calories, because we all don't want to gain weight, and yet we're all gaining weight. So how can we program the body to work more efficiently so we don't have to eat less, but we can eat more effectively to try and prevent weight gain and become better at burning our calories?
All right. So any diet tips or questions or queries you might have, Susie's here to answer those as well. 131 873 is our number. As always, there'll be a $100 gift voucher up for grabs from Chemist Warehouse. Gerald will announce that a little bit later on. We're also kicking off Osteopathy Awareness Week today, and we'll chat with Anthony Nicholas, who's the CEO of Osteopathy Australia. Going to find out how it differs from, say, physio and chiropractic care as well. It's somewhere in the middle, I guess, and how we can best protect ourselves from sporting injuries. A lot of us inspired from the Commonwealth Games to try some new activities, and that's some good info coming our way as well. We'll also talk about urinary tract infections across this morning. Really common, particularly among women, as we know, but also occurs in men too. So we've got some tips for you there. We'll chat to an expert as well on the House of Wellness. Here for your calls, let's grab Michael in Yarramundi, who's first off the cab rank here. Michael, hello to you.
Yes, good morning, Mayor, all, and morning, Gerald.
Good morning, good Michael. Morning. How can we help you?
Itchy skin, a dry skin with itchiness, and a little tiny pimples.
Yes.
And a very occasional blister. And
yes.
I wonder, what the dickens can I take to ease these itches and spots?
Irritation. Michael, is it all over, or is it concentrated in little spots somewhere?
Oh, it's all over, but it comes in little spots on, say, a leg, or it comes on an arm, and then it comes in the chest, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. It's all about skin moisture, Michael, and our skin is really a package around us to keep the bad guys out and everything else that's nice in. So, fish oil, really important, and eating fish, so important. Make fish your protein of choice, particularly oily fish. Coming into cooler weather, so take a liking to sardines, which are a great source of omega-3s, or you can use an omega-3 supplement. My favourite is krill oil, because it's probably a little more concentrated. And move away from soap, Michael. We've got to look at cleansing and moisturising. in soap-free options. And there's lots of different versions. You can walk into a pharmacy and look at two or three different ones. And these are okay to use in the shower. So you cleanse with these, pat yourself dry, apply a moisturiser, and the specific thing to take for the itch is called quercetin. It's a magnificent antihistamine, Michael, and it will stop the itching.
How do you spell, sorry?
Q-U-E-R. Anything that starts with Q-U has got to be good. Q-U-E-R. C-E-T-I-N.
And what exactly does it do?
Well, it stops the release of histamine from mast cells, and that causes the itch. So it's an antihistamine.
Okay. And how often do you put it on?
That's a tablet you take, and just for a few weeks to settle it down, twice a day. The other,
one tablet twice a day.
And the moisturising and cleansing, Michael, that's every day in the shower.
How quickly can you expect some, you might relieve?
Well, look, I would expect just within a week things should change, Michael, and if it does, email me and tell me.
There we go. Interesting, isn't it? There's a medical option, but Susie, also things like fish can help your health. Food is health.
It's your overall programming of your inflammatory pathways. So we know that a high intake of natural omega-3s from our oily fish, but also our nuts and seeds, so choosing a soy and linseed bread, snacking on some walnuts every day, and also, of course, the 7 to 10 serves of brightly coloured fresh fruit and vegetables, which is often almost double what the average person is having, but that gives our bodies a nice natural anti-inflammatory platform so all of our natural immune responses can work at their best.
As we agree, Susie, everything you put in either causes inflammation or reduces inflammation. It's a very simple equation.
It is.
We've just got it wrong.
We do, because we grab foods on the run, and unfortunately they often don't have that nutrient balance that we need. When we're preparing foods at home, they're much more likely to have that balance of fresh food, vegetables, and of course our lean proteins like our fish.
Did you say 7 to 10, sir?
It's huge.
As in a day?
A day, because the public health recommendations are for 2 and 5, and that's a minimum.
Yeah.
But what we know from the studies of diets of the Mediterranean, where people have the lowest rates of cancer and heart disease, 7 to 10 serves of fresh fruit and veggies, which sounds a lot, but it's a couple of bits of fruit and veggies, ideally at least 2 meals. So a salad or soup for lunch plus veggies at night, and you'll get much closer with some olive oil to help absorption of those key nutrients.
And probably sneak some in around brekkie time too. Like
in a green juice, some spinach, kale, tomatoes, mushrooms with your eggs, absolutely.
Yum. Okay. Keep the calls coming. 131873 is our number here at the House of Wellness. Anastasia, we're coming to you in Seven Hills. Hello.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure. Anastasia.
Nice time. I have cramps in my legs. What am I lacking of?
You're lacking magnesium, Anastasia. Natural forms, as Susie will tell us, are nuts. But you can buy magnesium in powder, which if you start with a half a teaspoonful in water before you go to bed, if that doesn't fix things in a couple of nights, increase it to 1 teaspoonful of the powder and your problem will be solved, and keep it going for about 3 months.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Very simple and a specific solution.
I should be magnesium man, Anastasia. Gerald got me on them. It's a wonderful way you sleep. So much better. Very relaxing. Let's try Carol, who's in Nidri in Victoria. Good morning, Carol.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Gerald, I had about 3 weeks ago an SCC removed, and it's quite a nasty scar, and it's been very red. I'm on my third bout of antibiotics. Mm-hmm. The two first lot, I was on amoxil, and now I'm on dixloxacillin, penicillin.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But it's quite red, and I'm going back to the doctor tomorrow, but it's quite throbby and sore. But just wonder if you could recommend something I could put on to just ease that redness at all.
Carol, we need to see what the doctor's got to say tomorrow. And if you could, don't hesitate to email through the House of Wellness website, so houseofwellness.com.au. Let me know what the result is tomorrow. But one suggestion with the antibiotics you're taking, please tomorrow or today get some Saccharomyces probiotic, which is the...
Gerald, I've got those. Sorry to
interrupt
you.
You've got to take them...
Yes.
You take them along right alongside the antibiotic, Carol, so well done.
Right. I've been having those over the last 2 months, so I'm just wondering, once I finish the antibiotics, Gerald, do I keep taking them or do I go on to a different antibiotic?
No, remember there's different sorts, Carol, so we're talking here about one that's got to be Saccharomyces. So have a look at the side of the bottle.
Because, okay.
And I know it's a big word, but it's sacchar. Think of saccharin and then mycetes.
Okay. Yes.
That's the one you take with your antibiotics. And when you've finished and everything's back to normal, you can continue on with a different blend of probiotics that doesn't have the saccharomyces.
Lovely. Oh,
so keep me posted. Just an email, please.
Thank you very much.
Think of mycetes like the plural of mouses. Can't go on. Nice to have everyone up in WA with the realigning a bit of our daylight saving time last week. Rose is in Karrinyup in WA. Hello, Rose.
Hi. Hi, Jeff.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Hi,
how
Rose.
Can we help?
I've been diagnosed with gallbladder stones and also a fatty liver, and I'm really quite perplexed about why I've got it and also what's the best course of fixing it.
Well, we're lucky to have Susie with us this morning because she will have some gallbladder and liver-supporting foods. The herb of choice is milk thistle, Rose, and this fixes fatty liver very quickly, which is really not caused by too much fat. It's actually caused by too many carbs. But the sad part is you get this diagnosis, then you're usually told, well, don't worry about it. But the concept of fat around your liver is not healthy and it needs to be rectified. And that's what milk thistle will do. So, Susie, for foods, we look at what? Dandelion, we look at things that can just help liver function?
Absolutely. And I will say that I've had some fantastic results with my own clients with milk thistle.
There you go.
So I fully support that. The first, I would absolutely look at the carbohydrate intake because, and if you don't have a dietitian locally, go to one and look at someone who has a good understanding of carbohydrates because most of us are having too many. So, for example, cereal for breakfast and juices or sandwiches for lunch or rice and pasta for dinner. And reducing your overall intake of carbohydrate will put less pressure on the liver and get the metabolism working better to reduce those fat stores. So a much better option for your breakfast would be eggs in the morning, then having a large salad with some fish for lunch and some plain lean meat and vegetables for dinner. And you'll find that reducing that overall carbohydrate load will generally lead to a little bit of weight loss, which will take pressure off that liver. Oh. And about 3 months it takes and you should get some much better numbers when you have your bloods repeated.
I think I just eat a lot of fruit. So. Uh-huh.
About two pieces a day.
Yes.
Because the fruit is a concentrated sugar. It's very good for us, but it can mean that we're producing a lot of insulin. And if you have a genetic predisposition to that, it can put more pressure on your liver.
And you said milk thistle is an important one. What is it and how do we use it?
Well, milk thistle comes as a capsule or a tablet herb. So what it specifically does is almost restore liver function. The liver can regenerate. We're such an amazing system, our own body, Ed, that if we damage our liver or we get an infection, milk thistle can actually very quickly get things back under control.
Really? Okay.
And I would say, talking about dandelion, the teas, herbal tea with some natural antioxidants. And if you wanted to try the dandelion, which does have a very distinct taste.
That's one way of putting it. Yes.
But it will be very good for you. So if you can tolerate it, that would be a good herbal tea to incorporate into your
maybe
diet.
Maybe a little bit of honey in just to sweeten it a bit. Just a little bit.
Little,
does unique taste mean just disgusting?
Each to their own, Ed. It's not my favourite, but there's a lot of herbal teas that are all good. Rhubarb is another nice, sweet-tasting tea, the South African tea. Yes. So those herbals...
You and I agree, Susie. So, you're shaking your head, but still.
That would be my choice as well.
Okay.
Good luck.
Some good options, Rose. Thanks for your calls. Keep them coming. 131873. We'll work through them all across the course of the morning. Next up, though, chatting with the CEO of Osteopathy Australia, Anthony Nicholas joins us next here on The House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Mapriz. 24-hour symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux. And Flordis Allura, available at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, coffee and pizza and barbecues and garlic and chocolate and pepper. No, this is not my bucket list approved by Susie Burrell. They're all delicious, don't get me wrong, but not that enjoyable for those who suffer heartburn because of them. If it sounds like you, then pop into Chemist Warehouse and get back to being you with Mapriz. By effectively reducing stomach acid amounts, Mapriz provides 24-hour symptomatic relief from frequent heartburn and acid reflux. It's the little things that matter in life. So get back to being you with Mapriz. Right now, Mapriz 20-milligram 7 tabs are just $8.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Thanks for having listened in this morning to the House of Wellness right around the country. 131873 is our number, wherever you're joining us. Now, as the Comm Games get set to wrap up, it's no doubt inspired many of us to jump off the couch and try maybe a new sport or two. But trying new sports and making our bodies move in different ways, perhaps they're not accustomed to, can put us at risk of injury. And with today kicking off Osteopathy Awareness Week, we thought what better time to get some advice on how we can protect ourselves from a sporting injury. Anthony Nicholas joins us. He's the CEO of Osteopathy Australia and with us on the line. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Good morning.
Well, would we be right in pegging osteopathy somewhere between kind of physio and chiro? Would that be right?
I think it's probably the easiest answer that people understand, that they sort of, most osteos will do some of that soft tissue work on the muscles that they know from physio, but they also, if they believe it's correct, will use joint manipulation on knees or your hip or your back, like they would think the chiro does. So yeah, it's a bit of a combination of both, but a bit more.
Anthony, it's Susie Burrell here. Can I ask you, 2/3 of Aussies are actively involved in sport, but 1 in 3 will struggle with an injury in the year. What are the most common injuries you're seeing?
All those classic things, especially for more likely the weekend warriors. It's that matter of they probably haven't prepped, they're perhaps not that fit. They've suddenly been inspired by the Commonwealth Games to get out there and play sport. So they pull muscles, they hurt a knee or an ankle because they might not be wearing the right equipment and things like that. So it's just those classic simple things that may not be that serious, but can end up being quite serious.
Anthony, it's Gerald here, and thanks for chatting us today. There was a big study years ago, and I think it involved the Army, where they were trying to prove whether stretching was worthwhile or not. I don't know what, I think their final result was they thought stretching was a bit of a waste of time. That's not true, is it? I mean, stretching's got to be important before you get out there and do things.
It depends. Yes, most osteopaths would say definitely stretching is important. The more flexible and limber you are, the better it is, obviously, for your muscles and playing sport, but just the health, well-being. But what tends to have been the trend is that static, you know, sit here, stretch this thing for, you know, stretch a leg or a hamstring for 5 minutes, tends to have lost favour in doing sort of more movement in stretching. So it's not that it's just that static stretch, it's more that movement in stretching and warming up.
Keep moving.
Yeah, so look, in theory, it should help, but all us men, us weekend warriors, are just hearing blah, blah, white noise, blah, blah, blah. But Anthony, what should we consider before trying, say, something new, a new sport that'll involve new ranges of movement, new activities?
Yeah, so part of what we're doing with Osteo Awareness Week is what an osteo can do is, if you're thinking of taking up sport and you haven't played it for a while or you're taking up a new sport, it's always useful to go and see a health practitioner like an osteo, who can sort of give you a bit of an assessment and say, talk to you about your, if you feel that you have any tightness or sore, or whether you're saying, oh, I've had a bit of a sore knee. They can almost give you that bit of an assessment and say, well, actually, you've got quite a lot of tightness through your hamstrings, or you seem to have a problem with your knee or your hip. And what they can do is they can, obviously, they can treat that condition, but also they can give you some advice around the right sorts of exercises you might be doing or stretching that can hopefully help treat that condition, but then prevent an injury when you dash out into the field and pull a hammy.
Yes, that's so important.
So, Anthony, where can people go for some more information or to find themselves a local osteopath?
Great. So on our website, we have a range of information, and that's www.osteopathy.org.au. And on there, we've got a thing called Find an Osteopath, and you can put your postcode in and you can see what osteopaths are in your local area.
Great.
Got it. Now, a lot of people will come to you and say, am I going to get a cracking, a back adjustment? Quickly run us through what that is and allay some fears for those seeking a really great medicine tree-free treatment.
So lots of people want to go to an osteopath because they want spinal manipulation as part of their treatment. But a lot of osteopaths, depending on what condition you're going for, will see no benefit in providing spinal manipulation. It has been shown to have some benefit for low back pain or neck pain or headache. But obviously, if you're going there for an ankle injury, you're probably not going to get spinal manipulation. So, and ultimately, it's the patient's choice. The osteopath will explain to you what they think may be a problem, what might be the type of treatment they want to follow, and they'll check with you whether that's the sort of treatment you want. And there are a lot of osteopaths that use very little spinal manipulation because they work in areas where that's not necessarily required.
All right. Well, good luck with the week. It's going to be busy. Osteopathy Awareness Week. If you want to find out more or find a local practitioner, osteopathy.org.au is the website. Appreciate your time this Sunday morning, Anthony. Nice to catch up.
Beautiful. Thanks for having us on.
Okay, mate. We'll take a little break. More of your calls coming up on the other side of this. 131873 is our number here at the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Maprise, 24-hour symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux, and Flordis Allura, available at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, like many, you might not give too much thought as to how you brush your teeth, but it does matter a great deal. How often you brush, how long you brush, the kind of technique and the toothbrush you use are all major influences on the effectiveness of your brushing. Elegant and intelligent, the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold Electric Toothbrush from Chemist Warehouse is the world's smartest toothbrush. With the help of the Oral-B app, its unique whitening mode intelligently guides the round brush head, giving you whiter and brighter teeth from day one. You can brush like a pro with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold Electric Toothbrush. It's $199.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Thanks for being with us right across Australia this morning. Ed Phillips here, joined by pharmacist and medical herbalist Gerald Quigley, along with dietitian and nutritionist Susie Burrell. We're here to take your calls on 131873. Stephen's standing by in Greenvale this morning. Hello.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, guys. Great show. Look, Susie, can I ask you, I'm an absolute health junkie and fitness freak, and I was just wondering, I have my go-to vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. Can you tell me what are the super vegetables that I could be eating if I'm not eating them already, and some hypoallergenic fruit, because I seem to be sensitive to berries at the moment.
Sure, no problems. What a question to ask a dietitian about vegetables.
Yes.
Now, the ones that you're talking about are cruciferous vegetables and fantastic, very rich sources of antioxidants. We call them the anti-cancer vegetables. But the other ones that I would be focusing on is anything that's brightly coloured, because that gives an indication of the antioxidant content. So things like your kale, your spinach, your beetroot, all extremely high in antioxidants. So it's true when they say the more colours in your diet, the better. But what I will say is that yesterday I had two clients, for example, who were consuming a lot of salad and raw vegetables. Now, raw vegetables are good because it does preserve those nutrients which can be damaged in heat. But it also is important to remember that sometimes cooked vegetables are important because they break down the cell walls and some of the nutrients can be better absorbed. So don't only have raw veggies. The cooked ones are important, and particularly if you cook with a bit of olive oil, you will absorb more nutrients. Now, in relation to the question about the fruit, it sounds like you could be reacting to the salicylates, which are in reasonably high content in strawberries. So some that might be better for you might be things like mandarins, something like an apple. So they're ones that are probably fairly safe. But the best thing would be to see a dietitian if you're worried, because there's probably some other food intolerance that are linked to that in those. Okay. But the berries are known for causing that response.
And I have a list. So, Stephen, if you want a list of the salicylate content of foods, if you email me through houseofwellness.com.au, I will attach that and send it back to you.
Oh, thanks very much, guys. And, Susie, I've been eating red peppers. Is that what you mean by colour? Sort of,
oh, they're fantastic. They're one of the highest, richest sources of antioxidants. Great. So I have, people talk about an apple a day, and I sell to my clients a red capsicum a day because it's a great way to get a huge amount of fibre and also this amazing source of beta carotene, which is so good for our cells. So absolutely.
Great to hear a grown man voluntarily eating Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
So he's onto it. Rita in Northcote, we come to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Just a very quick question. My husband is recovering after 2 years. It's been 2 years since he was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré. Last year, he got the flu and was out for about a week. This year, we're debating whether or not to get the flu shot. Just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Rita, it's a discussion you have with your doctor or his doctor. The experts would say, yes, it's very important, but it's an individual thing. Remember, there's two sorts. If he is over 65, he can get a stronger flu vaccine than the rest of us. I had mine on Wednesday, and Ed, there is my lollipop. You were so clever getting one on television from Nurse Patsy. Mm-hmm. I have my own.
Finally.
So, Rita, it is important, and I know he's had that viral infection, which is very serious, and he's recovered from that, which is beaut. But remember, we're talking here about other viral infections, and it's important to get the protection.
They need to put the vaccine into the lollipop. Then we just have that. That'd be just two
birds. Don't be surprised in 10 years' time if that's the way it comes.
Thank you, Rita. Let's grab... we wanted to focus on echinacea too as a way to boost our metabolism. Is that also something that perhaps you could consider?
Yes, it is, because it's a powerful antiviral. But specifically vaccination, we owe it to ourselves to follow the vaccination guidelines as set by the federal government. There's a whole lot of experts who are advising us. And when they say vaccination's important, I think we've got to sit up and take notice.
Rightio. Putting on your medical herbalist hat, tell us more about echinacea, what its advantages are.
Well, we've worked out about 20% of colds and flu, Ed and Susie, that lead to complications. So you might end up with bronchitis or sinusitis or, you know, sometimes even pneumonia. So what echinacea does, it fills an important gap in the range of things you can have about where you start taking it as soon as you feel the symptoms coming on. So many people, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who's struggling with this, and I said, for heaven's sake, don't just stand there, do something, take something, get your body back to where it should be by supporting its efforts to try and combat the invading viral or bacterial infection. So echinacea, the difficulty is so often we complicate food, Susie, we complicate herbal medicines as well. There's lots of extracts of echinacea. The one with the evidence is called purpurea, echinacea purpurea. So when you look at the side of the bottle and you're getting some advice on echinacea, make sure it's got a fair crack in there of purpurea. The higher of that, the better. It's been shown, would you believe, there's an antiviral that has been stockpiled in case we ever get a real issue, and it's got a quite fancy name. It's the echinacea purpurea has been shown to be as effective as that antiviral. So it's important for overall insurance, basically, that even if you've got the jab, if ever you get some sniffles, add the echinacea purpurea.
And my other favourite, Gerald, I'm interested in your thoughts, is, of course, olive leaf extract.
Oh, yes.
Good evidence for that in terms of antioxidant content, similar or higher than that of green tea, and a must-take over the winter months for
my
clients.
And there we go with that word antioxidants again. The medical system seems to have a vague understanding of antioxidants, but this is natural protection, and it's just giving your body the food and the information to stay as well as possible.
Now, you've both mentioned in your appearances on House of Wellness TV the importance as well of zinc and its antiviral properties.
Yeah, sure. But zinc comes in a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables, remember. Yeah. So you can take it as a supplement because it is antiviral, but that's one substance, one mineral. Yeah, when you look at food or echinacea, you might have 100 actives in there. So logically, it's a little bit better.
Food is medicine, Suze.
Absolutely.
It is. Indeed it is. We'll grab some more of your calls in just a sec, and we'll be back right after this here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Mapriz, 24-hour symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux, and Flordis Allura, available at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, vitamin D, as we heard last week chatting about, is so important for bone strength, yet because of the risks caused by overexposure, we cover up from the sun, which is our main source of vitamin D3. So Aussie kids need all the help they can get to keep their bones growing healthy and strong. So try giving them Healthy Care Vitamin D Kids Liquid. Vitamin D helps with calcium absorption in the body, which is so important for the development of healthy bones and muscles. Healthy Care Vitamin D Kids Liquid is only $4.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. Supplements may only be of assistance when dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And we're here for your calls right across Australia this morning to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous to boot. Carol is standing by in Montmorency in Melbourne. Hello to you.
Good morning, all.
How can we help you out, Carol?
I have an issue with bursitis. Mm-hmm. I have a subdeltoid in my shoulder, and within a month I had one on my ischial tuberosity and one on a trochanter.
Now, what's the doctor doing about it, Carol?
Well,
Well, he said I looked like a little old lady who'd had a fall.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not little, and I haven't had a fall, and I don't think I'm old.
So what treatment has he offered you?
I've had Mobic orally, yeah. And okay. I have had cortisone in the shoulder. Mm-hmm. But I just thought, why am I doing this without any trauma? Have I got a weakness somewhere?
No, it's not a weakness, Carol. It's just, and first of all, we need to say that bursitis of the hip, bursitis, Ed and Susie, is where the bursa, which is the lubricating sac inside a joint, starts to get inflamed.
Yep.
So if it's in a really hard-working hip, and Carol can verify this, it is as sore as blazes, and it stays with you, and it's very difficult to treat. So, Carol, can I add, I have a standard 4 suggestions here. And whether you use one or more or the lot is up to you. Specific is a powder called MSM, M for Mary, S for Sam, M for Mary. And you take a teaspoonful of that, a half a teaspoonful in water morning and night. MSM. Turmeric is important. Omega-3s are important. Yep. Well, the highest dose you can tolerate of that, Carol.
Okay.
Omega-3s are important. Whether it's fish oil or krill is up to you. I prefer krill. And magnesium powder will give you some sleep at night. So there are the 4 things. And look, it's just not fun. And if you ever get a steroid injection, make sure it's under a scan so you know exactly where it's going.
All righty. 4-pronged option attack there, Fiona. Thank you so much for that. Now, let's turn our attention rather radically to UTIs. Really common, as we mentioned at the top of the show, particularly in women. However, they can also occur in men, which I didn't realise. Cystitis is the most common type of urinary tract infection. And to find out more, we're joined by Fiona Hipkiss, who's the Education and Training Manager at Soho Flawless International. Nice to have you with us this morning, Fiona.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, let's find out a little bit more about cystitis and how it actually occurs.
Yeah, well, actually, cystitis is a common urinary tract infection, as you said, which is mainly caused by quite harmful bacteria entering the urinary system. And it often leads to quite painful and, as you said, uncomfortable symptoms, including the frequent need to urinate and definitely a burning sensation on urination and sometimes even lower abdominal pain. And believe it or not, 1/3 of women will get recurrent cystitis even before the age of 24.
Wow. Fiona, the UTI, urinary tract infection, often dismissed, particularly by blokes, as just a bit of a nuisance, but it can be the sort of thing you could almost have for life, can't it? It can just dominate you completely.
Definitely, it can. And it actually is more common, as you said, in women. Mm-hmm. Men, but predominantly, it can actually happen in menopausal and postmenopausal women too.
Okay.
And this is due to hormonal changes in tissues in this area of the body, which become a lot more susceptible to infection. So it can go on, as you said, Gerald, for the rest of your life. So it's a good idea to think about prevention.
So Fiona, for someone who has recurrent cystitis, how does it affect them?
Oh, gosh, it really does. Well, suffering repeated episodes of cystitis is not only incredibly uncomfortable for many women, but the lack of control is also the source of real worry and frustration, and it can often upset one's daily routine and creates real tension and irritability as well.
What options, as a herbalist, Fiona, what options in herbal medicine do we have? Where do we have the research to confidently say to someone, if you use this, we should see some changes?
Okay. Well, definitely, Gerald. It's all about trying a very good herbal medicine, which has evidence to definitely support its claims. Mm-hmm. And as you know, Gerald, there are many cranberries out there, and there is a real history of cranberries for the use of urinary tract issues. But we've found it's the presence of the natural plant compound called proanthocyanidins, or better known as PAX for short, found in the American cranberry that has been shown to really help promote a healthy urinary tract. And as you know, there are many cranberry products, both juices and powders, available in Australia. But when it comes to cranberry extracts, research has definitely shown that a minimum daily dose of 36 milligrams of PAX is really good. It's very good at recommendation to help reduce the incidence of recurrent cystitis. So if you want to try a product, consider an excellent one like Flordis Allura, which really has a recommended dose of the 36 milligrams of Pax in one really easy-to-take daily capsule. So Flordis Allura works by helping to really prevent that harmful bacteria from sticking to the urinary tract wall and may even help your body to flush the bacteria out quite naturally. And as you know, Joel, it's always a good idea to speak to your pharmacist about Flordis Allura and how this can help with recurrent cystitis.
All right. Fiona, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate all the advice. Pharmacists do love a chat. Thank you for that. Next up here on the House of Wellness, we're going to kickstart your metabolism. Got some great tips coming out from Susie after this.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Mapriz. 24-hour symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux. And Flordis Allura, available at Chemist Warehouse.
By the way, our website to check out is houseofwellness.com.au. There's an Ask tab on the top of that homepage too. You can ask Gerald any questions, which we follow up if we can't get to them across our radio show or indeed on our TV show, which returns next Sunday after the Comm Games, midday on Channel 7. We'll see you next Sunday for that as well. Now, we want to talk about revving up our metabolism, Susie, and we've got you here to pick your brains as a dietitian and nutritionist. What's the advantage of doing so? I imagine when we wake in the morning, our body's kind of idling like an engine, doing the bare minimum. Right?
It is, and the depressing statistics are that once we get to about the age of 30, over time we reduce our metabolism because we tend to lose muscle mass and sit down a lot more. So we actually need less calories, which is quite depressing since a lot of us like to eat. So two very easy things you can do to give yourself a bit of a kickstart, particularly if you've been struggling to lose some kilos, is you've got to get your meal timing right.
Okay.
And generally speaking, the earlier you eat your first meal, the better, because that is breaking the fast and giving your body a kickstart.
Okay.
And then ideally you want to have most of your meals in that first half of the day, so you're leaving 12 hours without food overnight. So you're having, say, breakfast by 7 or 8 at the latest, an early lunch like in the old days at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then the earlier you have that final meal, the better it is, because the body is programmed, when you look at our hormones, to store at night and burn more calories in the day. And the other thing you can do is make sure your meals have the right balance of carbohydrate and protein, because often we have too many carbohydrates for the amount of activity we're doing, and protein requires more calories to burn it. The body has to work harder, hence the recommendation for things like eggs for breakfast, some tuna or salmon for lunch, and then some meat and veggies for dinner, because that protein load will help to keep you full and give the metabolism a bit of a boost. And then finally, there's a few little other tricks of the trade, Gerald, we can utilise, isn't there?
All of those things, Susie, and added in there has got to be some time to eat. You know, make it an enjoyable thing. We've lost that aspect that probably our parents and grandparents had. I'm a bit of a fan of green tea. So green tea to drink, or there's green tea supplements around, because there's a bit of evidence to show it helps metabolism. And the other thing with all of this is to check that you've got adequate vitamin D and adequate iron levels. So iron-rich foods, obviously, and in selecting the vitamin D foods, eggs you've mentioned, and fish as well.
Now, Gerald, if we think back to our hoon days too at the traffic lights in our cars.
You might have.
If we're just revving our engine, that's kind of what we want our metabolism to do. It'll burn a bit more petrol, essentially, won't it, Susie?
It is, and you're right. The green tea extract, there is good evidence to show that it increases fat metabolism slightly and revs those cells up and gets us burning. So that's a great option.
All righty. A sanctioned hooning tip here on the House of Wellness, but internally. All right, guys, we're just about done. We better find a winning caller from today.
Yes. Our winner this morning is Rose, who had the gallbladder and fatty liver issues. A great call. Thank you, Rose. So today, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
Now, Joan in Glenroy, we didn't get the chance to come to you. We will address your question. Thank you for hanging on. Ross, too, is standing by in Chatswood. We'll sort that out. And be back again next Sunday, 8 a.m. up the East Coast, and fractionally earlier for those in SA and WA. Have a great weekend, you two.
Thank you. You too. Great to be here.
Susie Burrell, dietitian, nutritionist, Gerald Quigley, pharmacist and medical herbalist. And you guys will be joining us in coming weeks on the House of Wellness TV version as well.
We will indeed. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week here on the House of Wellness.
Bye-bye.